Where the f*** did Tic Tac go? You see the
gnome. Law of averages says this dragon, no good.
Okay, my friends here are not the stealthiest.
Is the egg in any way significant to this puzzle?
Yeah, it's got a fucking dragon in it.
In honor of the history of Myth Draenor and the legacy of the Harpers at Twilight, who met upon the dancing place and gathered with the gods, I name you a member of our order. Onthar says, stand and be recognized, our newest brothers. Welcome to the Order of the Gauntlet. Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel. Great Scott. Shazam.
Get off my plane.
So do we need to do any recap, or does everybody know where you're at and what you're doing?
I don't know what we're doing, and you guys made fun of me when I asked, so if we could just get a summary, that would be great.
We are coming upon Baldur's Gate on a raft. That's basically where we're at.
Did we take the horses with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we made sure.
And I'm using my water vehicles proclivity, whatever.
Sure, that's what it's called.
Would you like
proficiency?
To roll?
Proficiency. Yeah. I knew there was a word.
Have we hit anything yet?
I don't know. Would you like to roll, or would you like to just... Well, you guys took it nice and slow, right? You took it in... I think it was supposed to be, what, a two-day trip, and you guys took 2 days to do it or whatever?
Hang on. Jeff's coughing his karma up.
I think it's the loudest you've ever been on the show.
All right. We're going to Baldur's Gate. We have to get attached to a caravan to follow the cultists that are also a part of the caravan. We're supposed to follow them, not kill them, figure out where they're going.
Are we in disguise?
We're gonna be.
You gotta be incognitus.
This is why your DM left you approaching Baldur's Gate, so now, you have time to do what you want to do.
Like, disguise like what? Can I just look like a cleric? Is that cool? Like, does anybody know what I look like?
I mean, we have disguise.
Everybody watched you fight Cyanrath.
That is a true statement.
I'm also wearing armor with dragon symbols on it, so I should be good.
Can I shave my beard?
You can do whatever you want.
That's why all men should always have longer hair and beards, because then it's easier to hide.
You know, a lot of master's programs for theater, they require they require you to grow facial hair. That way, once you have facial hair, you already have it.
What if it comes in all weird and patchy?
That's why I've got a lot of friends who are in master's programs with weird, patchy facial hair. Looking at you, Nelson.
I have a mustache comb over.
He got there. All right. So, you guys are approaching Baldur's Gate. Would you like to do anything before you approach the city?
I guess I'm fist medallion in my collar. I don't know.
Your fisting medallion?
Yeah.
The medallion of the fist?
Ah. Definitely. Matt joined a different order last episode.
I couldn't remember what it was called, and I said the Order of the Fist or something, and
you can't even remember what you called it incorrectly.
Did I f*** that up too?
Yeah, it's
close. It's been such a week.
It's close.
I'm so sorry.
All right, we need to do disguises then?
I suppose.
Well, really, all I have is a hood, so.
That's true. All right.
I mean, what the f*** can I wear? Like... Hey, you're the charlatan. You tell me what to do.
He's got a point.
Yeah, I'll break out the disguise kit.
Alrighty.
Do I have a? Yeah, I do have.
I want to be a policeman.
All of his disguises in his disguise kit are a little tiny for you. it would fit on your leg.
Oh, but they're all members of the YMCA or not YMCA, Village.
Stop talking!
Ding!
I can't even remember a band from the 70s.
Can you just give me like the Groucho Marx glasses? Because that's all I am. I don't really know what else to put on.
As you're talking.
As long as the lenses are smoked, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Jeff?
I guess we'll try and doctor him up to. How are we going to do this long term? How long is this
trip
that we're
supposed
to be on?
Well, you put on a fucking costume, go in and buy us some cloaks.
You guys already would have some sort of cloaks. I mean, you're...
Well, then fine. Fucking just give me a wig and a fake mustache and let's roll.
You have a beard. Do you need a mustache?
Should I shave my beard so that I have a goatee now or something?
I'm just...
Van Dyke, please.
How long are we going to be on this caravan?
I think I told you. Do you remember?
No.
Is the one person who took notes checks?
I have a notebook in my car. Should I go get it?
I mean, it's up to you.
I'm not doing that.
I didn't think you would.
Cock.
Somebody can, if you would like to, you can make a roll.
Any kind of roll?
What? Is there a G, nature, probably?
I don't know.
22.
I got a 4.
15.
Matt, you'll be there in just a few days. you got, who got over, you got 22 over there and you got
15.
15. You know that it would be at least a month, probably longer, and you would know that you're looking at like 40, 45, 50 days of travel.
Awesome.
To get, it's like, it's several hundred miles from Baldur's Gate to Waterdeep. And if the Nerritar thought is correct, it's beyond Waterdeep, where you guys would need to go.
Okay.
So we got to blend in with this caravan of evil fuckers.
Yeah.
For a month and a half.
Yeah.
With Mr. I Need to Slay Evil over here.
Don't speak for me.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's a character, right?
Don't speak for me.
I was talking to Jeff about you.
Okay,
I didn't speak for you.
Going into this, is anybody going to have a problem keeping up the subterfuge?
Probably.
Yeah, if I keep rolling like this.
I don't know. That's what happens. I can't see the future.
Okay, what circumstances would make you break the subterfuge?
I don't know. I'm just, you know. I live in the moment, man.
Live in the now.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of that 70s show.
Okay, are we going to be able to pull this off without knocking you out and throwing you in the wagon?
No.
I'm not going to be the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to knock him out for quite a while.
Now, I know we still, I don't know if it's helpful, but we kept those crosses that we found in the dungeon.
Crosses.
They're not the crosses, but they're little, we found necklaces with a sigil on it that were like the handmade things, handmade trinkets.
Those weren't really part of a uniform.
No, but it's like representing what their beliefs are. So that's something that we could wear with showing that would show that we're at least trying to, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Okay. Going into this caravan, is this something that we're going to be with just the cultists? Or?
Ant roll? Or I would take a nature roll?
15.
Or not a nature roll. I need something else. I need like common knowledge type stuff.
So, perception?
No, because that's what you see. I need, like, is there, I guess, a history, maybe? But I really
there
need,
is,
like...
There is. Insight.
Unnatural 20 on history. Whatever you want me to roll.
You rolled well enough.
I got 13 on insight.
Anyone with 15 or above, you're going to know that the caravan's heading north to Waterdeep because... So Baldur's Gate, like we talked about, is sort of the New York City of the Sword Coast. Waterdeep is another major town, like a Washington, D.C. or Baltimore or something. So the trade route, even though it's incredibly dangerous between the two, is fairly heavy. So you wouldn't want to set off with 5 wagons, 6 wagons. Chances are the merchants, for safety, will gather up with 20 or 30 other merchants and proceed out as a caravan. So it's likely to be 30, 40 wagons, not just 4 or 5.
Do we still have our cart?
No.
No, we left all that there.
Okay.
We have the horses, though.
The thought is that you will be able to find a passage on the caravan either by paying for it or maybe working for it or using your charms, perhaps.
So we could, at least some of us could just pose as sellswords.
You could be a gnome or a dwarf with your little kit.
Still too short to be a dwarf.
Yeah, I'm not near stocky enough to be a dwarf.
Hmm. You'd be the runt of the family.
Couldn't you, like, pad your clothing or something?
I could be a gnome.
It's just the fact that you guys will be traveling in close proximity with a group that you may or may not recognize for upwards of 40 days or more.
This is not going to work. This is not going to fucking work.
What, do you want to try to follow them at a distance? Is that better? Is that safer? Is that smarter?
Nah, I think that we could blend in. So long as it's a big group, I think we could blend in. Maybe change our appearances. You've got new armor that's been refitted. It's not going to be recognizable.
That's what I was thinking. I think maybe
except it's the armor of Cyanrath.
It's been modified, though.
It still has the sigil from Cyanrath on the thing. That's why we tried to get him to chisel it off. He wouldn't do it.
Looking at it, if you're of an artistic nature, you realize it's awful big. Like the sigil's a little too big for the armor.
Because it's the regular size sigil for a gigantic chest.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a ballsy call. I mean,
yeah. Sticking with it.
That's fair. I'm not blaming you.
You
at
could
all.
Stow that one, and we could get you a spare set.
No, good.
Did you sell your old set?
Yeah, I traded it in.
Okay, never mind. I was thinking to switch it out, but you're a cock. I'm going to hold you down and chisel off the sigil. I don't know.
You guys look at it as a negative. I'm looking at it as a positive. It's an in.
Well,
you think that.
Are we trying to get in?
Like,
what
hey,
it
isn't that Cyanrath somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to stab him in the face. Like, I'll deal with it later.
Yeah, all right.
Like, again, like, I just don't worry about it.
This is why I say distance was better.
I find your confidence, like, strengthening. You're kind of winning me over a little
bit. We're all going to be like, I don't know this guy. And just
well, you guys are always, like, thinking of the worst case scenario and are often wrong. So
no, because, like, whenever I get, like, going in D&D mode, then we play a Cthulhu game, and I'm like, what the f*** is going on? So
it's a different game.
I know.
All right, screw it. Let's go.
So you guys are coming in.
Doctor, you up?
What do I look like? Are you painting me black? Because I'm albino.
I'm going to pull my hair back. So, like, my ears are exposed and I'm shaving, so I look like an elf.
Okay.
That works.
Okay. Make a note of that somewhere, yeah. And I will give you... I'll say that's worth a +2. So now, as long as you continue shaving, that's a +2 on a disguise check.
Okay.
Because you've done something to actively alter your face.
You want me to help with anything?
And keep in mind, any bonuses you give them are only going to be temporary, because I'm assuming it's mostly makeup-based. So that would be... A few hours a day. It's not going to last for forever.
I'm hiding my Cyanrath finger necklace. I'm just going to steal that in my bag for now.
Yeah, I'm putting my Cyanrath dork necklace away.
Really, really, starting to smell bad.
Nah, it's
fine. I had it pickled.
Yeah.
okay, I'm shaving my beard, leaving just a mustache.
I will give you a +2 as well.
And I'll probably trim up the hair a little bit. I think I have long hair, my character. I want Lucas's hairstyle.
All right.
I'm an emo cleric.
I actually got a compliment on that yesterday.
Did you?
You're going to get a +2. Just write down somewhere that you get a +2 bonus. That's just something I'm adding on top of.
Like deception checks and stuff like that. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
+2 bonus. Mustache.
So, I believe the river runs right into Baldur's Gate. So, you guys just sort of, I'm assuming you're using, like, a pole arm. You just sort of float right on into town. And there's a guy who catches the rope that you toss him and ties you off there on the dock. I'm going to say that you're probably...
I didn't even get to do anything to myself.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to do?
You still got that great sword that you're not using?
No.
No?
Nope. No, I sold it. Yeah, I sold it.
What are you going to do with that? 3 times as tall as you are.
Exactly. I'm going to disguise myself as a gnome barbarian. It's the perfect disguise.
Oh my god, I wrote Brother of the Order of the Gauntlet last time. Beans.
So my wife will never listen to this, but she's awesome because not only did she buy me dinner, she also brought me Coke and a glass of ice.
Yay!
Now go watch whatever show it is.
Criminal Minds. I pulled that clip of, you can hear it very distinctly, and Matt's like, what is she watching? And you're like, now CBS is gonna...
I don't have any extra weapons either, bro.
Sue us for their music in the background.
You can have my belaying pin.
Let's talking over it. It's like some sort of remix, right?
Yeah.
some sort of parody law we're saved under.
Sure. Yeah, sounds good. I like it. This assumes that someone at Paramount is listening to our podcast.
Till we get a cease and desist letter, we're fine.
Or the government, as Matt is so afraid of.
Government.
I'm going to shave myself bald.
Okay.
Why don't you dye your white robes a color?
They're not white.
I thought you were a white robe mage.
I'm a mage. They don't...
There you go. Whatever. I'm thinking Dragonlance. You're a good neutral or a good chaotic good, so you'd have a white robe on.
Yeah, nothing for Run.
Okay.
Sorry. Renard the White.
That would have just stood out before, so if you're not dressed all in white, then I'm...
Just punch the microphone.
have fun editing that.
I will.
All right, I don't know what else to do to myself.
If you shave, were you bearded before?
Yeah.
So bearded and hair, and now you've completely shaved everything? So
yeah.
I'll give you a +3 bonus.
What did you do to me?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I'll just pull my hair back all nice, because it's probably pretty straggly.
Because then you look extra drowish.
I already look extra drowish. All I can do is put a hood up. That's all I've got.
Okay, so you're albino.
Yeah.
Your skin is white?
Yeah.
Rub some dirt and ash on your skin.
Normally, drow's hair are white.
Yeah, normally your hair is white.
So do you have black hair?
No, it's white.
I have not Phalanx and gargoyles.
I have manacles. The exact reverse. Can he be our prisoner?
Well, he doesn't look anything like a drow.
Yeah, a pale
he does
drow.
Look like someone who's he does look like powder with glowing red eyes, though.
Yeah,
right. So you have if we dye your hair,
toss me an Arcana roll.
If I dye my hair dark,
21.
You do know that certain magical items exist for relatively cheap that would allow him to disguise himself.
How so we relatively go into Baldur's cheap?
Huh?
So we go into Baldur's Gate and buy some?
Well, I don't know. I'm just making sure that...
Well, like, how cheap, man? He got a 21. Tell him the fucking price tag.
And what exactly does it do?
It's going to depend on who I buy it from.
That's true.
I'll hang out into the boat until you come back with whatever magical item you're getting.
Let's find some, like, bad... You know, black market salesperson, and then kill them and take it, and then we kind of did a service to the world.
You would know that I think it's called a hat of disguise would be somewhere between like 250 and 500 gold. It would allow him to cast disguise self at will.
How much gold you got?
He should have over 400.
I got 342.
I got 420. You want to suck my dick for 100?
Nope.
I'll help pitch in to cover if we have to.
Just a thought.
I mean, should I even walk into the city before we do this? Cause that's
gonna... At this point, I mean,
pull the hood up on your cloak and...
Yeah, I'll just put the hood up for now.
Don't, like, tuck your swords away and stuff. Don't look all armed and crazy scary. Keep your glasses on so your eyes aren't glowing.
I don't have glasses. I never bought them.
Fuck! I can grab your Mark glasses out of his kit.
Oh, yeah.
I can... For going into Waterdeep, I can put makeup on you.
Okay.
If your skin's white, it won't be hard to, like, give you the complexion of a
like in the a regular books, elf. The vampires rub ash on themselves to make them.
Do drow tend? I mean, they look normal without. I mean, except for being
they're
black.
Usually dark skin with white hair, almost like black skin.
But I mean, do they
other features?
Do they just appear like a regular elf though, or are they like more?
Yeah, except coal black skin.
Okay,
and also the glowing red eyes.
Right, I just didn't know if they're like maybe like. Their ears were different or bigger or
no,
their
still
facial
like
features
elves.
Were more sharp or something.
No. I'm being a little extra dickish just because in my opinion that they are supposed to stand way out. If you look in the PHB for 5th edition, they kind of make it play that it's not as big a deal. But it used to have some pretty severe penalties for being a drow walking around on Earth.
You're always watching Wheel of Fortune.
By the time of 5th edition in Faerun, there are more drow known to be heroes.
Yeah. But it's they definitely, if you look at the elves, they definitely stand out. They're not.
So you want me to maybe dye my hair like a brown color and then use some makeup
look like
to
a real elf?
Use some makeup to make it look more like
hats,
a peach flesh tone, like a normal person. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, let's do that.
See, they kind of stand out a little bit. That's also a terrible drawing. I'm
so that's what we're
to
doing.
The artist who drew that, but that looks pretty rough. I got to that page where I was first reading the book. I was like, oh. Ho, ho, ho. Somebody can do armor and weapons, can't do faces.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. I'm dyeing my hair. We're using makeup to make me a flesh tone color.
Disguise check, please.
Deception.
Or deception.
Nine.
Wait, can I not roll it?
No, because he's doing it to you.
Oh, you don't know.
I can't aid that anyway?
No, but when it comes to... So, given the number that he rolled, I've got a modifier in my head, and then when it comes to a disguise check, should you need to roll one, I'll apply the modifier.
Right.
-4.
So...
I didn't roll that bad.
My hair looks like shit, and my face looks patchy because he screwed it up.
Can we just punch you a couple of times so you bruise up?
Yeah, let's just do that.
You've got like a,
if we break your
a
nose,
green tint.
Green tint.
We break your nose and you get two big black eyes. Your nose is all squashy.
Let's put some eyeshadow on.
Okay.
You'll go super emo.
So you guys pole
it's
arm.
It's just whore makeup.
You pole arm into the city.
You put a fake scar or something? I don't know.
Go ahead and toss a disguise check for me.
I rolled a 17 a second ago.
Well, I know.
I rolled a... Wait. What am I putting that? Am I adding that to something?
Deception.
Deception?
Yep.
13.
Okay. So, obviously, this is... It's not the most common way to come into Baldur's Gate. Most people use the road. But there still are... You do still see a lot of people, traveling down the river. See a lot... The port is kind of bustling. Because if you think about it, this is a seaside city. So almost think about the river running through it provides a great opportunity for people to put their wares on the river and get them immediately out to boats. So where you're coming in, there's not as much travel coming from the east, but as you go farther and farther west, it gets more and more congested. So there are a little bit of presence of city guard. As you guys hop off the raft, would you like to do anything with the raft?
Just tie it to the thing?
Can't remember. He arranged it for you, so it was probably rented.
Okay.
So he probably rented it.
No, we turn it back into Hertz, rent a boat.
Exactly. As you turn the boat back into Mr. Hertz...
we get our deposit back, sir?
No deposits.
Rip off.
Yep, pretty much.
We have our horses in tow as well.
You notice he sort of looks over the group and kind of, when his eyes fall on Yaz, he kind of stumbles back something, gives him a look. Insight rolls for everybody.
I've got my hood up, too.
Grip 21. Fail. 21.
17.
So Xander and Pickle Bridges, you both notice that he happens to touch something at the same time Lucas does, and then he, like, immediately washes his hands in the river. And then,
Because they look like a fucking leper.
Disguise is a disguise, right? And he takes the boat. And
that's funny.
Puts it away. You guys are now in Baldur's Gate. Where would you like to go? What would you like to do?
It worked, didn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, let's go to this haberdashery with the magic hat.
Yeah, do we need to buy anything specifically, or buy something for him, or?
Yeah, Cody mentioned a hat of disguise. We can find out about that.
I didn't say that you would find one. I said that there's possibly
you
find
you
one.
Dick.
Are there
I'm just saying
elves besides drow that are more evil than others?
No.
Okay.
Like, as I mentioned on a previous episode, not that you guys would necessarily remember, like, racism in role-playing games is huge because of, like, you know, Robert E. Howard and Conan the Barbarian. So, like, it's just that you have all the elves that are okay, like the ones of the woods and the moon and stuff like that, and then you just have the black elves, which are real bad. Like, that's what it's based on, is the Robert E. Howard type stuff. So... No, it's just that they are universally evil.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
So you guys are in a massive metropolitan city, though. So whatever you would like to do, you also know that you have some time before the cult would be here, theoretically.
If only we had a network of people that we could ask where we could find a magic hat.
Well, who?
Perhaps some kind of group of scholars or something.
God, I didn't write anything down last week. Who's the guy we're supposed to meet at the docks?
That's a good question. roll me an idea check. Or something. Intelligence. Somebody will make it, right?
Intelligence?
I have 13 perception. Can we count that?
No.
Okay, well then.
13 intelligence.
16.
You remember that you're not supposed to meet anyone at the docks? You're going to meet someone on, I believe it's the north side of town. It's, I think it's Acklin Celebon. Is the name you're looking for?
Write that down.
Auckland?
I thought you did write that
Auckland
down.
Auckland Cinnabon? Got it.
I remember spelling it to you, so you had to have had it in your notes
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, you wrote it down. One of you guys did.
It's Agnes
weren't
Salamon.
Me. It weren't me. Cause I don't take notes.
I think it's A-C-K-Y-N.
Oh, wow, that's Delta Queen notes.
You got the wrong notebook.
That's Monophobia notes.
Well, Ferk.
Ermagerd.
No more notebooks in your car.
Yaz, you would also remember that, you guys see this as you come into town. So you've sort of come into town right in the middle. So you've kind of skipped the outer city and you've come right into the middle part of Baldur's Gate. And you can see just massive roadways running north and south and sort of like a freeway. You've got just people carrying boxes and other things. They're all transporting them by hand. You realize that there's little to no, animal traffic. There's definitely no wagon traffic in the city. And in fact, you're getting some dirty looks with your horses. But you know that you're supposed to head north because that's where Celebon's equipage is.
I thought you said we were okay to bring the horses through.
I said you could do it. I didn't say you were going to be happy about it.
Oh, fair enough.
You can jaywalk all you want. That doesn't make it legal.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to the north side. Blackgate. Livery man. Akin Celebon.
Found it.
Creator of the Akin diet.
It's a lot of mead. That's what's on the Akin diet.
Yep.
What would you guys like to do?
You guys really want to find that hat? Or is it worth it?
Yeah, I really kind of do.
Well, maybe we
now I don't want to be the guy traveling with a fucking leper.
Maybe we should go talk to Akin and he could point us somewhere.
As long as he's not a crooked
I mean, like, see, this is the thing, like...
Well, this is the guy that...
Or just wash his face and don't worry about it.
I wish now I need someone from the Harpers to come up and guide me. And I don't know how to... You can't contact them. They're just around you. They find you. Because they would know shit.
Wait, what do you mean? Why would the Harpers find you?
I don't know. We play the harp together. We got a traveling band.
Yaz, you are so gay.
If you would like to roll to try and interpret that, Matt, I'll let you.
What? Oh, the Harpers thing? Yeah. Okay. Perception?
That wasn't me speaking.
It actually be an insight. It
wasn't my character speaking. That was me just talking out loud. Like, man, 19. I wish this would happen.
Give it to me.
He said something a little weird. You don't get it, but you realize that
something's up.
Yeah. Isn't there like
you may not have said Harper specifically, but you might have looked at Jeff and been like, hey, what about talking... Never mind. Matt's like, wait a minute.
Are you guys going to buy me a birthday present?
he makes the right
we have a secret call.
Oh!
You knew he would have taught you what it
in
was.
In the distance?
Woo-woo!
That way.
You fucking ridiculous human being.
All right.
It's like a Mockingjay thing.
No. Can we get to Akin? Can we try and head that way and find him?
Yeah.
I don't know the actual layout of the land or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you realize...
But I guess we're going north.
Yeah, you came in. As long as you head north, you're going to get... Once you realize, you sort of go out of a gate, and you realize you're outside of the city proper. And on the outside of the walls here, just sort of think of like King's Landing. You've got all sorts of just haberdash buildings kind of stuck on in places wherever they can grow. The roads suddenly become very narrow. But the one thing you get from the sight, and more importantly the smell, is that this place is absolutely surrounded by horses. There are horses, there are caravans everywhere. And it's just sort of slapped around. It's, you know, you see many, many people milling about with packages and horses and people, and you even see a couple of, what do you call them? When rich people are carried by, like, two or three
litters. A litter?
Yeah, you see a number of litters with, like, cheesecloth or something over them being carried out and getting to a really nice sort of caravan carriage type thing.
Cast grease.
You can.
Just throw down some of those marbles you've got.
So would you like to cast grease?
No.
No.
So are there a bunch of liveries, or is there a livery?
A bunch.
Oh, shit.
I don't think we were ever given
is there one with a sign that says Acklin's House O' Livery?
make perception checks.
I'm changing dice.
22.
18.
23.
14. You guys just sort of start wandering around, and you're seeing signs and names and all kinds of different languages everywhere. Sort of like, you know, Five Points New York City and Gangs of New York kind of thing. And, Xander, you have to turn the corner, and you see the name Celebon up above this large livery area. It's a nice sort of fenced-in property. It's closer to the north, so it's even farther away from town, but you can tell there are lots of caravans there. There's lots of pieces and parts, and there's lots of horses.
Hey, guys, I think we should go to that one. And I point.
I mean, me and him rolled 22 and 19. Like, tell Dummy McElferton.
He said I saw it, okay. So I'm telling everybody.
One of my eyes fell out. A leper.
Fair enough. You do notice there are a few people giving you a wide berth.
Good. I'll kill them. They touch me.
Seems like a good thing to do.
Yep.
All right. So I'm assuming you guys approach?
Yeah, let's go right at him.
Yeah, sure.
You notice that it is quite the busy place. Lots of people running around. You see some caravans being loaded. You see some being unloaded. You can hear loud hammerings as people are putting on wheels, repairing axles, so on and so forth. And you see a small human, male human, seeming to run around and yelling a lot at other people and telling them what to do.
How small? Like Lucas's real size? Or
yeah, we'll go with Lucas's real size. Just kind of a tiny guy.
About 5'4".
Okay, one of us approach him.
Well, he's not going to talk to me. I look like a f***ing leper.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll go up to him. I look human. I am.
So, aren't you human?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, can I... nice to meet you. Akin Celebon. Shake your hand.
Hi, Zebul Seabane.
What can I do for you, Mr. Seabane? Do you need a caravan repaired? Do you need some passage out of town? What can I do for you?
Well, some information and some passage would be great. We were sent by... What's the person's name? Jeff?
Which one?
Who sent us?
Leosin?
Yeah,
Leosin. We were sent here by Leosin?
Leosin? I don't know Leosin.
Or Anthar?
You see his... Oh! His eyes kind of light up for a second. Oh! All four of you, yeah?
Yep.
You see him sort of look around, and he's like, hey! And he yells at the small boy. He's like, keep an eye on this. You gentlemen come with me into my office.
So he Should leaves. We bring the horses with us?
I think he just told the boy to look after the horses, didn't he?
Well, once he sees that you're leading horses, get those horses stable. Mm-hmm. And so he moves things around. And, gentlemen, come in. He sort of takes you into a private office.
My horse's name is Doug.
So I got word from Anthar that I was supposed to help you gentlemen in some way. What exactly do you need me to do?
Well, we need some information. We're looking for a particular item for our friend here, and also we plan on joining the caravan that's leaving town tomorrow.
Or
is it tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow? We're looking to follow a bunch of individuals.
Okay.
They're expected to join a caravan heading towards. We're in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, so you're headed towards Waterdeep.
Waterdeep.
Okay. Not to toot my own horn here, but I am one of the largest liveries, so chances are if they're transporting anything of large size, I will know about it, or I will set up the caravan for them in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
So if you can locate the individuals, give me some sort of sign of who we're supposed to be looking out for, then I can definitely help you there. I can't help you get employed in the caravans. I mean, all I'm doing is repairing the caravans and helping them run. I'm not the people running the caravans and hiring out the bodyguards. That's their responsibility.
No, putting in a good word for anybody?
Oh, no. That, if you can figure out what caravan group is going out with, if you use my name, then you should be able to be hired on in some capacity. I mean, obviously, they'll want to, you'll have to prove something to them, but my good word would, you mention my name, you should get in the door, and they'll definitely consider you for some sort of role.
Great, man. It's all about networking.
Yep.
Okay, so...
go ahead.
Out of character, how would we identify them coming in?
That's a good question.
Be an army with a bunch of kobolds? I mean...
I doubt it.
I mean, you're going to
look for a huge group of
mercs. Is there a caravan scheduled to be leaving for Waterdeep?
There are caravans leaving every couple of days, and they're all headed towards Waterdeep, because it's the only major stop. It's just a question of hooking up with the right group of caravans.
Okay.
Now, we should have been a little, like, almost a day or so ahead of them, because we took the river.
Can we show him an one of the amulets?
You should be somewhere between 5 and 10 days wearing these.
Yeah.
We can, but I doubt these guys would be flashing them around.
Yeah.
We have almost
especially when you consider keep in mind what they're actually hauling.
It's literally going to be like a week full of show. We're way ahead of them. Yeah. So.
Treasure.
Would they be hauling it armored, or would they be hauling like an armored kind of a cart, or would they be hauling it incognitus?
That's a good question.
I would assume, since he says that he's the biggest facilitator, that he's going to inspect the I would assume so. He would want to know what is being transported, right?
Well, all I do is make sure that the wagons are prepared and that I rent and or sell them to people. So I don't.
Has anybody rented a wagon for an extensively heavy load? One of your more fortified wagons.
We are 5 to 7 days ahead of these guys. They're not here yet. This is out of character. They're not there yet. We're ahead of them.
Are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
If you look at
would somebody have come ahead to try to order something though? Has anybody contacted you, Mr. Celebon? Like the trucking company? Yeah. Celebon?
Yeah.
Has anybody tried to contact you, Mr. Celebon, about a large caravan that has to carry a lot of heavy equipment?
I mean, I get those type of orders every couple of weeks.
Well, I don't mean a farmer with beets. I mean a lot of metal. I mean
I mean, this is the main route north. So anything they take north has got to come through me, basically.
Okay.
I'm betting if you see these guys come through, they're going to be fairly shifty and not want you to see what they're hauling.
You describe a decent number of my customers. No.
Could we get you to pay attention for anybody with a symbol like this? And I show him one of the holy symbols.
I'll keep an eye out. I would recommend you gentlemen, put it this way. If they come through here, if they're heading north, I'm going to hear about it. So if you guys hang out around here, if you guys, just patrol Blackgate, I can give you the name of a couple of my competitors in case they hook up with them. I mean, your best bet is, if you know these people, is to recognize them, is to see them come into town, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any inns towards the front of town that you would recommend?
I was going to ask that. Did Onthar mention anything about a place for us to stay?
I mean, you've got a lot of traffic north and southbound, so there's plenty of inns just inside the city that are relatively safe. If you want a bit of a dodgier stay, you could, of course, stay out here in Blackgate.
But Blackgate is where all of the caravan work
takes place. So it's...
They're coming here.
Right. But they would have to pass through the north side of the city.
Again, we have like a week, so...
You have some time.
Yeah.
All right.
Are any of Onthar's allies in town? Is there any other of the Brotherhood of the Gauntlet?
There.
What
order?
What is brother of the brother of the Order of the Gauntlet? Sorry.
They would have some presence somewhere. Yeah.
But I'm asking him. Does he know where? Do you know where any of Onthar's people stay when they're in the city?
I'll give you a percentage roll. High or low?
High.
Nope. It is not.
Okay. Okay, fellas. Thank you for your time, Mr. Celebon. Any more questions, guys?
Would you, by chance, know any place that I could get a deal on some minor magical items?
He recommends a couple of different places.
Okay.
Well, there's Magic Mart, K-Magic,
Magic R Us.
And Steve's. Steve's is just a cart on the street.
You want to buy some pickles? They're magic
pickles.
Magical pickles. Oh, magic pickles.
I got one of those.
Disappearing act.
You have a magic tic tac.
Yeah, but if you if you need to get hired out with any of the guards or any of the services, just let me know and I can.
Excellent.
Make some recommendations for you.
We'll be in touch. We'll probably come back in a couple days here.
Okay. Yeah. Just thank let me know so whatever you gentlemen need.
Thanks so much for your help, sir.
And he goes and goes back.
Do you want to find some work for a couple days?
I need to look like a leper before I do anything.
I think the folks right now, let's get him covered and get us some lodging somewhere. Then we can figure it out.
If you want to hang out around this area and maybe get on with Akin, work in the livery, I don't know. Maybe keep an eye out that way.
That would help.
Yes.
Good if you want it. Of course, it means splitting the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're also in the middle of a major city.
Possibly go wrong.
6 black dragons come by.
They're looking for that damn egg.
Bigger, blacker dragons.
If you piss the DM off, it's going to be Elithids and Dracoliches. That's what it's going to be. Like, it's going to end in dramatic fashion. Somebody's going to get their brain sucked out. It's going to be great.
Dragon rust monsters.
Gelatinous dragon rust monsters. So whatever you guys would like to do, you have some time. You know, at the earliest, they will probably be here within 5 days, and that's if it was a forced march.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go shopping.
Shopping montage!
Ching!
Just keep thinking in South Park when they do that when they're in Aspen, and they got that montage. No.
Okay. I don't watch South Park.
What would you guys like to do?
Check out the places that Akin mentioned.
Okay, so you're looking for I believe it's a hat of disguise.
Sure. It's a hat. Or anything else.
What's it do?
It's a hat.
Oh, neat.
It provides disguise.
Does it look like a fedora? That'd be sweet.
M'lady.
I'm bald now. I gotta get a hat, too.
Yeah, you're gonna get skin cancer.
Get a wig.
At this point, you guys can just, I need some sort of roll just to see whether or not it's there.
I didn't roll. You somebody else roll.
Are we rolling a 20 or a percentage?
I'm trying to think.
Tell me what I just rolled.
You guys just start tossing dice for
you. You said to roll.
I know. I need some sort of roll. I'm trying to rationalize what I want it to be.
Investigation?
Let's go with charisma checks.
I got 12.
19.
Oh, actually, no, I got 21. I'm just kidding.
10. I got a 19, which doesn't matter if it's a crit on this.
Well,
that is a crit.
That's a crit.
I got a crit.
You get a minus one.
Okay.
So you apparently find you make some contacts. So you definitely think you definitely found somebody. You guys not so much. But Yaz and Xander, as you're going around, it's weird as you wouldn't meet up with the same guy. Maybe you're across the street, Xander, and you strike up.
We're in the marketplace, and there's, different stores.
Yaz goes into a shop and starts touching things, and the guy, just to get rid of him, tells him where to go.
just take the hat and go.
You find a sort of a hook-nosed elvish man who, male elf who, as you walk in, sort of, you seem to look like you're looking for disguises, sir.
Out of character. Okay. You look like a leper. So you can either have us deal with him, okay? And, because, like, it's supply and demand, right? You look real shitty. Or you can just start touching things. Like, you should literally do that.
Yeah, just put it on, and they'd be like, just take it.
And, like, cough a lot right in your hands. Like, oh, yeah, hi, I'm Yaz.
Go I don't want to get kicked out of the store.
Yeah, from the sound of this guy, he spotted you.
Right.
All right, back in game.
What do you got? What can you do for me?
How much gold do you have?
Show me what you've got first.
It's your lucky day, friend. You've walked into a very special shop.
Am I with him?
High or low?
Does anybody else want to join me? I mean,
low.
That's a 9, so no. He must have wandered off into a shop.
Am I with him?
High or low?
I'll stay low.
Yes.
Now, Troy should have already been with me anyway, right? We weren't far apart.
I assume that Troy walked in somewhere else because the... The creepy guy who's watching you is not the one that you would hit it off with.
Fair enough.
So, sir, this is your lucky day. You've wandered into a very special shop. Not a lot of people find this place. I guarantee I have what you're looking for. What kind of gold do you have to spend?
I'm not going to tell you that until you know. Tell me what I've got.
Am I in the store?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Let's not worry about the gold right now. We need to see the product first. I don't know if I want to spend my hard-earned gold in your establishment.
So you're going to keep walking around with makeup on a drow like that and expect to get around in Baldur's Gate?
We're only going to be here a day or two.
Or we're going to be here for a week.
I'm not telling him that.
out of character.
You can't say out of character after you fucking
say
something.
Yes, I can.
Something. That's why the whole Harper thing happened earlier.
You see him sort of glance out the window. He's like, it only takes 10 seconds to call for a city guard.
Okay. We didn't do anything wrong.
I'm sure that Baldur's Gate's finest guards would love to know about a drow wandering around in the downtown market. So again, the question is, what kind of gold do you have to spend?
150 gold pieces, sir.
By now, you're not like waving your arms out the door, yelling for the gnome or anything, are you?
We got walkie talkies, right?
Cans and strings.
I'll give you a perception check, Jeff. If you'd like to attempt to see them,
I don't. I don't care. I'm gonna let that play out.
Hey, sauce. Yeah.
19.
You do catch. You do seem to catch a glimpse of a poorly make up drow in the corner shop over there. So
okay, we told him.
I'll wander that way. I'll wait outside.
150 gold is not enough for what you need.
What do we need exactly? What would you recommend as a professional, sir?
Well, either get yourself a better makeup artist.
Yeah.
Or, I believe that he appraises both of you. You're probably too poor to afford what I've got, even the lowest level item. Best thing probably is a hat. Put a nice little hat on and you can be whoever you want to be, because leper's not your thing.
Is that hat magical, or you just want us to buy a hat?
Are you an idiot?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Like, did you paint chips as a kid?
Why?
Yeah, why? You see him sort of point to all of his wares. You notice that there are racks of, like, scrolls and orbs and stuff behind cases. He's like, yes, of course it is.
Okay, I'm outside watching. I don't recognize this guy, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
What would
I didn't know if you'd been reading my sheet or something and, like, thrown a backstory character in there.
How much would a hat like this cost?
Normally in the range of 400, 500, 600 gold, maybe more, depending how hard it was for me to acquire.
You don't already have one in stock?
Maybe. I don't know what kind of gold you got. You don't just wave around, you know, stuff that's worth, you know, is it platinum or is it electrum? I forget what the 1,000 monetary is. It's like, you don't just throw around, you know, platinum-priced items in the showcase where people can see them.
Okay, out of character, how much gold do you have?
420.
I've got...
I'm willing to give you half.
I was going to say...
And it requires a hand job.
I was going to say... All right.
What am I doing, by the way?
Apparently,
I thought you were getting work with the livery.
No.
You apparently struck up a really nice conversation with a guy who sells magical items somewhere.
Okay.
You can roll perception and join us, too, if you'd like.
No. If I'm somewhere else, then I'd probably work a... Something else.
That's it. You want to
try? Wouldn't that f***ing suck, though, if you bought one for, like, 50 gold pieces and we spent, like, 6,000?
Sucks for you guys.
Although, if he ties into your backstory, Jeff, we can totally roll with that.
I don't know.
Sir, let me get one of my compatriots out here real quick. He knows a little bit more about our finances. Do you mind?
You mean he's not an idiot?
Yes.
Ah, excellent. If you think that will help, feel free.
Thank you. I go outside and get Jeff. I'd like to explain to him what's going on exactly.
No, I'm watching outside. You guys are doing fine.
You're watching. You're not listening.
You guys are like, doing fine. Yeah.
Hey, so but seriously, how much gold were you willing to share?
Although we're waiting on him to come back in.
Oh, it's a cost.
He's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You said you'd throw in on it. You need to come
yeah,
in
I know.
And come on then.
Shit. Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Where the f*** is
Xander?
Xander. Anybody seen him?
I don't know. I thought you were watching.
Shopping Mom.
Was it not my day?
Flash to Troy's character.
Hey, guys, look what I got.
He's like, he's running down the street with shopping bags.
He's getting a foot massage, sipping an espresso, looking at all the cool stuff he just bought.
What does this gentleman look like? Does he look like a shady fellow?
Oh, yeah. Think Jafar. He looks very, you know, creepy looking.
That's racist.
No, did you read the line, though, about Aladdin? Like, throughout the movie, as he gets better and better, he gets whiter?
No.
Like,
no.
He goes from an Arab to, like, a white person?
I think we got problems anyway, because Aladdin is actually a story out of China. So, I mean, there's all kinds of problems with Aladdin to begin with.
Ding.
Ding. I did not know that.
I'd be willing to offer you $350.
So I come walking in with you now, I guess.
No, this is all taking place while you guys are all bickering.
Okay.
Come on, we're going inside.
He slides a hat over to you. He says, $350 and you owe me.
Do I hear that?
You're giving me money, right?
I mean, can he test it or check it or something for validity?
So you guys have entered the, I guess you've entered the shop now.
Did I hear him say that?
Make me a really high perception roll.
Nope.
You did not.
God.
Did
I hear it?
Make me an even higher perception roll.
Nat 20.
As high as you can get.
You hear him offer it for $350.
Okay, hey, he offered it for
$350. $350 for what?
The only reason I ask, like, if I'm having a more successful time, could I have done business and made my way to maybe around their area before
What sort of business would you like to do?
I guess I'm looking for similar items.
Get a hot pretzel, too.
About $475, $500 is what that guy is charging for it.
Okay.
So, Bernard, it's a hat of disguise.
I'll take a look at it. Can I knowledge arcana it?
You can. You know that's a magical item.
Like, it's legit, like...
Yeah. You would know it's a magical
item. Oh, I got 21.
But you gave a range.
I know it's magic.
So you said there could be like one of better quality.
No, the range is just him upsailing or downsailing.
What's this going to make him look like, sir?
Whatever he wants. Do you know how magic works?
It should be anything I want, right?
That's what I'm asking. I want to know what we're getting for our money.
It's like, all right, here.
Right.
If you're going to look like a 12-year-old girl, you're fucking useless to me.
Or am I?
We're going to pass you around
wow.
like a fucking crack.
Jared.
Wow.
What?
Jeez.
It's the thing that happened.
He fessed up to it. So.
That escalated really quickly.
Between the two of you, that went thermonuclear real fast.
Whoa.
So he says, I understand that some of you, you know, don't know magic that well or at all. But he looks at you and kind of... Gives you a look. It's like, this man knows a little bit. This is clearly a magical item, right?
Yeah.
You understand that it requires attunement, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have naturally attuned everything to myself. That means when you first take this, it won't work. It will only work once it has been attuned to you, which is just a certain amount of time. It's just got to be around you. Okay? It'll be like you wake up some morning and it works for you. Am I right? So that's how it works.
How long does that take?
It is, okay. I read it at one point. I don't remember. It
takes about a day.
Okay.
So this is attuned to me. Like, you can feel free to check this for me. As you see him, he takes it and he places it on his head, and he becomes a very attractive human female.
Hello.
As he says in a deep voice, I'm still the same person, you moron.
Gross.
He takes the hat off. As soon as it leaves the edges of his head, he turns back in. He sets it back down on his head, and now he's a half-orc barbarian.
Okay.
And he pulls it off his head.
Hello.
And does it again. Would you like to make an arcana roll?
Sorry, sir. I've spent a 22. Lot of time at sea.
You can tell that he is using the hat. He's not pulling any tricks. It's not. You can also tell with that good of a roll that this guy is like glitzed out, like. You can tell
wearing all kinds of magical
items. Yeah, you do not want to mess with this guy. As he lifts the hat off, and then this is the last time he puts it on his head, and he turns into a male drow, but you know the way male drows normally look. He says, "This should help you out. $350." And he sets it back down on the table.
And I owe him now. That was the initial.
Oh, what?
He already sold. He already made the deal.
No, he did not.
Yeah,
I didn't pass him any money.
He's a crossroads demon.
What are you talking about?
Devil of the crossroads.
He says, it's yours, you owe me $350. That's exactly what he said. So the deal is sealed to this guy. I really don't want to back out of it, so how much money do you have,
Drow? Do we have a deal?
Are you offering me...
How much do you have?
$342.
And how much,
I'm going to pull 350 gold out and put it on the table.
I agree.
You can sell it to me for 350.
I'm not dealing with you, though.
Well, he doesn't have the money for it.
Out of character, because this is ridiculous.
He's saying you owe him, which means you probably owe him a favor, or he's making some sort of contract that you don't know about.
Yeah, no, I got that.
And I'm offering him 350 straight.
Right.
Ever since...
So even if you ask him for money and you give it to him and you give him money for the hat, you're going to be f***ed in some fashion.
So you were offering me 200 as a...
I was offering you a third of the price.
You said half, which is...
I said half of my money.
Right, that's what I got.
And that was at most.
Right, so 200, 210.
But now he said he would help too, and he's in the store. We're not concerned right now about the money part. Jeff offered him the $350 to get the hat.
I'm trying to not get you in debt to him.
Because this guy is a weird f***ing magic user, and he's Ursula, and you're going to have to be one of those little seaweed f***ing people when you die or something. Ursula!
Oh, it's got your name on it. God. What do you think, guys?
I've already made my offer.
He's completely ignoring you.
How about $350? And I don't owe you a thing.
You can buy across the street for 600 gold.
What's the nature of the owing, sir?
I'll say, he is completely ignoring the two of you and is only locked
Maybe
eyes
you should
jobs.
Ask that, Lucas.
Like a bologna sandwich?
That's what I was trying to lead into.
Like the soul of the innocent?
All right, what's the job?
No job.
You said I owe you. What do I owe you?
You know, in the future.
So the plan is to never come back to Baldur's Gate, guys.
That'll work. Let's be friends.
Oh, well, let's not be friends. I don't have any friends. I have companions. That's it.
All right.
Hey!
Back off, pickle bridges.
Like I said, you can find it across the street for 600 gold if you'd not like to deal with me. I only deal with friends. I like friends. I have a lot of friends. I wouldn't mind having a drow friend who seems to be very capable with two silver swords.
What are you checking me out, freak? How's my ass look?
I need to see your book.
Kiss me. I like to be kissed when I'm getting f***ed. You know what?
You're so bad at
I'm
this.
Doing it. I will gladly
you wait
borrow
one second.
Your money.
Can
no.
you give me one?
Why?
Just 1 second.
Can I talk to the guy I'm talking to and maybe talk him down on his price?
Give me a...
You don't know what this is
persuasion?
Going on.
I'm talking to a different guy.
Yeah, they don't have bargain anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, let's go persuasion.
What are you offering?
Calm down.
No.
20 on that.
You get it down to like 475.
That's what you told me originally.
Oh, I thought I told you 600.
No.
Oh, I originally told you 4. All right, he'll go down to 435.
It's not that much.
No, but I can come find you, and then you can just owe a little more and not owe him your life.
Is that what you're doing? I mean, are you just going to tell me that's what you're going to do?
He already told you. You go across the street and buy it.
I'm waiting for you to tell me what's going on.
Best of luck, Drow, in your next several day stay. As he starts to put the hat away and go back behind the counter.
All right.
What else you got?
What would you like, Gnome?
I'm just window shopping at this point.
Window shop away. As he points to the numerous rods and scrolls and orbs and robes. And
you don't have the good stuff out on display.
That's true. Ask me what you would like to find.
I don't know. Any useful bracers for my kind of work?
So you want like braces of armor or something?
Yeah. Love some.
Yeah, I mean, I normally have something a little more interesting than that, but I probably have something like that.
Well, what? I'm very interested in the more interesting. I'm just... Maybe you could make some suggestions.
Oh, you want to go across the street and buy that hat?
Hey, Yaz, you want to get out of here where they don't insult me?
No, I like watching them insult you.
I was trying to go across the street. You get your own
money. Yeah, I'll go with it. I'll go with you.
They don't have those.
Oh, no. You really wrote that check.
I bet they have the amulet, though.
I'm a sarcastic drow. It's cool.
Well, I'm a sensitive cleric.
I don't.
That you are.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
I don't know. He's got a lot of stuff.
What would I be looking for?
So would you like to go buy it elsewhere, then?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Me and Yaz leave the store.
Go ahead.
Look around for Troy. I got a 25 on perception, so I see him.
You do?
Let's go see what he's got, man. You cool?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Xander. Any luck?
Yeah, this guy's got one of those hats. 435.
435?
Yeah.
You gonna do that?
All right.
Okay, I give you 200, but you owe me.
All right.
You wanna swap some dough? Shake hands on it. Huh? Shake hands on it, motherfucker.
They shook hands for those who can't see what they're doing.
You want to spot me some dough too?
Not really.
I'm just asking. You don't have to.
I know. I'll be an albino drow. That sounds like a fun character to play.
It is a fun character to play.
Fun. Yeah.
It's been really challenging.
It's been nice too.
Yeah.
How about something that would make me not get noticed?
Wait, are you still trying to find a disguise item?
Hat of disguise?
No.
I'm gonna go out on
it was
a
450.
Limb
there and
say you can't
afford
anything.
Subtract 250 from your total.
It was 435.
Okay, whatever. Subtract 235 from your total now. It's math, and it's gonna take you a while.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
take out
of character.
Long.
How do they do spell by buying spells to put in my spell book now?
I have no idea.
Neither do I, because they don't really specify.
Alright.
I don't know.
Yeah, we bought the hat.
Okay.
From the other guy.
Okay. Yeah. So, the hat of disguise allows you to cast the spell Disguise Self at will, as long as you're wearing the hat.
Yeah, but I have to have it on me for a day before I can do it?
Yeah. Ish.
So I'm still a leper for a day. Mm-hmm. Alright.
It's like, actually...
Just get me to a inn and I can hide out for another day until I can put this thing on.
I think, friend, that you would like this. He sets down a deck of cards.
No.
Which deck is that?
Feel free to take a look.
Okay, I'll...
You notice that the deck is... It's not quite in a box. It's got like a band around it.
Uh-huh.
Don't take off the band.
Okay.
Are you going to pick up the deck?
Yeah.
You feel it's fairly magical.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everything in here is just like light blinding you with its magic.
Mm-hmm.
But as you roll it over in your hand, you realize that it's Arcana roll.
12.
You realize that each card contains some sort of spell, and that is you, if you pull the card out and throw it, you will cast it.
Does it have to be a random pull?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I figured. Just checking.
Now, are you familiar with this particular deck?
Am I?
With that role, no. Not necessarily.
Not especially, no.
Seeing as how you're a man of illusions, I can see, this is just going to give you some fun.
I like that.
The spell works as a sort of a spell over the entire deck. So if you were to break it apart, it loses its ability to function, as it were. But you pull a random card, throw it out, something fun will happen.
Okay. What do you want for it?
Normally I wouldn't let this go for anything shy of about 550, maybe.
Intelligence, is he?
You can roll it.
13.
Okay. Sell it to you for cheap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For?
To be my friend.
What do you mean, your friend? Or can I figure that out?
Well, you gentlemen look like you're on... to be running around with a drow, you must have some very specific goal in mind. So, I'll sell it to you for, say, 300. And, we'll be friends. You'll owe me one.
Is there anything I can pick up about this guy?
You know that he's a very high-level magic user,
mm-hmm.
and that he is a lot stronger than you.
I get that, yeah. But...
It could be anything. You don't nanu-nanu know that he's evil or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. I could find out.
Can I wander in? Or
it's up to you. I mean, they would know where it is.
Huh?
They would know where they left from.
Okay. So, I'll walk in.
Sure.
And, use my divine sense to see if he's evil?
That only tells you, I believe, if he's fey or demon or... I don't know.
I hear him walk in.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, I will snatch the deck off the counter. There's still 350 gold sitting there.
Okay. All right.
And I'll pocket it.
All right. It's like, I don't remember. What did he say? Did I say?
He said 300.
Okay. You see him swipe 300 off the table. He leaves the 50.
Okay.
Don't forget that. You're going to need that.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
What is it? I can't remember. Can you actually detect?
Open up your awareness. You can, the location of any celestial, fiend, or undead within 60 feet.
He's not a celestial, a fiend, or an undead. Detect evil's nowhere near as useful as it used to be.
Nope.
Okay. I can also detect any place or object that has been consecrated or desecrated.
We need to... place that's been consecrated or desecrated.
As with the hallow spell?
Probably not. I'm going to say no.
You realize what you just bought, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you just bought, right? Okay.
What'd you buy? Trouble.
A lot of trouble.
Like what, man?
It's literally anything.
You have
that's why it's fun.
You have 30 cards, Jeff.
We could literally end up in another dimension. Okay.
Somebody else want to make an Arcana roll?
For what?
Somebody else want to make somebody who...
For what?
10.
That's not good enough.
8.
I'm going to tell you what you have then, because nobody seems to know what it is.
I mean, I know what
nobody
it is.
Nobody else saw
game,
it.
I don't know what it is.
No, that's fair.
That's metagaming, right?
Yeah.
I'll take the 50 gold.
Okay.
Turn around and walk out.
And as you leave, you hear him say, "Goodbye, friend."
Be talking to you later.
I'm sure you will.
And now it has become a waiting game for our brave adventurers. But who will find the other first? The party or the cult? And what should they make of that magic man? Perhaps they should have just stayed in their rooms. Find out what happens in our next exciting episode of Brothel D&D.
Oh!